Fiat. December 6, 1937. As the creature operates in the divine volition, so does Jesus ring his little bell to call the inhabitants of heaven and those of the earth. How the company of the creature is so needed by divine love. I feel the life of the divine volition within me, overflowing with love, which, as it moves, pours out seas of love, and investing all, says to every heart, "Oh, please, look at me, know me, receive me into your hearts. Give me dominion. I come loaded with all my goods in order to live together with you. But alas, I am not recognized. Or worse, they reject me. And since I am not known, my supreme laws of love are not in force for them. My goods remain with me, and I am not able to give them to my children." Then I was following the acts of the divine will. And as I arrived at the blue vault studded with stars, I called with me the inhabitants of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth, so that all together we might requite with our little love the infinite love of God, who with so much love had created the expanse of the heavens to as though cover us and hide us within his love. Therefore, all of us, with no exception, have the duty to love he who loved us so much. Now, as I was doing this, my highest good, Jesus, visiting my little soul, O love, told me, "My blessed daughter, if you knew with what love I was waiting for you to call everyone, so as to feel within your act the requital of the love of all. As soon as you begin to call, so do I ring the little bell to the celestial residents and to those of the earth. And I stop ringing only when I see that all of them have run into your acts. The first ones are the celestial residents who, living in my will, cannot put themselves aside, nor do they want to. They feel the unifying divine will that unites them in that act. Even more, they anxiously await your call to be able to requite me in love. And since the one who is calling them is a creature from the earth, who possesses her own free will, in her, they feel that they can give me new love. And oh, how they rejoice at the sound of my little bell, and they fly to place themselves inside that act of the creature who wants to love me. As for the inhabitants of the earth, because they do not live completely in my will, they can just barely hear the vibrating sound of my little bell. When I see them all together in that act, our divinity stands at attention in loving waiting. And oh, how beautiful it is to hear in that act innumerable voices saying to us, "We love you. We love you. We recognize you in your works. How much you have loved us. For all, we want to requite you in love." Our Supreme Being, wounded by so many voices, unleashes more seas of love, covering and investing everyone with such joys and happinesses that all remain enraptured, enjoying one more paradise by means of that creature. The one who lives in our will gives us the field for new works and makes our love gush out more strongly, and unable to contain it, we pour out new seas of love, to love the creature and to be loved. Oh, how much we love her. You must know that the thing most needed by our Supreme Being is the company of the creature. We do not want to be the isolated God or to keep her far away from us. Isolation has never been bearer of great works or of happiness, while company matures the birth of a good and makes the most beautiful works come to light. This is why we created so many things, to have the occasion of having her company many times for as many things as we created. And since what we did once, we remain always in the act of doing, the one who lives in our will stays always in our company. She undergoes our creative act, and we receive the glory and the requital of the created love. Therefore, we have her company in the celestial spheres, in the resplendent sun, in the blowing of the wind, in the air that all breathe, in the murmuring of the sea, everywhere and in every place. She follows us, she defends us, and she requites us in love. She cannot live without us, without loving us, and we cannot be without her, and jealous we hold her tightly to our divine bosom. Then he added, "The company of the creature is so dear to us that we form with her a recreation. We make the most important decisions for our glory and for the good of the human generations. We accomplish our designs. While we are in her company, our love rises to new life and keeps inventing new devices of love and new surprises in order to bind the creatures to love us more and more. If it wasn't for her company, with whom could we pour ourselves out? Over whom to form our designs? Where to place our love that always rises? Hence, without company, our goods would be constrained, without being able to give life to what we want to do for love of the creatures. See then how necessary her company is to our love, to our works, and to the fulfillment of our will."